Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Ah, Mr. Skin, sing it, guys. I forgot.
Mr. Skin.
I forgot. We were doing some other stuff here.
Mr. Skin. What's up, gentlemen?
What up, brother? How you been, man? Good?
Doing good. Tuesday nudity as good as Monday nudity?
Well, you know what? I think it is. Because especially from the first photo. So you're telling me only foreign countries get to see Kelly Riley's full cans?
Yeah, how cool is this? Yeah. So Yellowstone, of course, completed its fourth season. Lots of people like it. Kevin Costner, you know, the patriarch of the ranching family in Montana. And a lot of people love Kelly Riley, like I said. And what's interesting is on December 19th, they aired the eighth episode of the season. It ended, a couple episodes later. And there was no nudity at all.
No.
In what we saw here in the U.S. But they
saw Jimmy's ass, you know.
Oh yeah,
in the hot tub, yeah.
That's up there with Sipowicz's butt, yeah.
Exactly.
But there was no nudity, but they filmed an alternate version, which is unbelievable because I think this aired somewhere in a foreign country because my Skinternational division found it. And It did not air in the U.S., but it's like an R-rated topless scene of Kelly Riley. But, again, don't feel bad if you watch the show and didn't see it. Like, this is her best nudity by far in the series, and it happened in another country. It's maddening. So if you go to MrSkin.com, we have this. I guess you call it like a skin-clusive, but it's pretty wild that this happened.
Is that a common practice? That they will shoot scenes
well,
that can air?
Well, remember that show Vikings that aired on the History Channel?
Right.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
They filmed two completely different versions of that. One was was on the History Channel here with no nudity, and then the exact same show, all those beautiful babes on Vikings did nudity if you watched it in a foreign country. So it does happen. It's not common, and it's really weird that this happened. And I don't even, to date, this we found this a week ago, I don't have an explanation. I just know that that's 100% her, and it was 100% from episode.
Well, and she shot it knowing that they were hanging out. So, but the U.S., we're still uptight. If she does this on that show, and this scene, Kelly Riley from Yellowstone, I watch that with my kids. Shut up.
You're
in
right.
In reality is that... it's if you do a nude scene that good, it's not going to air on the Paramount Network.
Oh, you're right.
You have nudity on Yellowstone.
Right.
Not this. This is R-rated quality.
Yes, it is R-rated. Very nice. Now, speaking of watching stuff with your kids, my daughter said...
Another good reason to leave the country.
Yeah. My daughter said you should watch Euphoria, but I said, can I watch it with you? She said, no. Now I know why.
No.
Yeah, you don't watch it with your teenage
daughter.
I'll
tell you what, here's the thing with Euphoria. Like, I'm pretty, nothing really bothers me too much. If I don't care what you're into, what's your kink, I don't care.
Right.
Gay, whatever, I don't care, whatever. I'm all for you enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. Euphoria is like the one television show. There are shows I don't like, but Euphoria I can't watch. It's so, like, depressing. It's just high school kids doing drugs.
Yeah, that's what she said. She told me it's really hardcore drug use in the show,
HBO?
Yeah, It's HBO. Yeah, it's on HBO, HBO Max, and it's just so depressing.
Yeah.
And it does have amazing nudity, especially from Sydney Sweeney, who in the first two episodes of this second season has done some great nude scenes. But even those, when you watch them, are like, they're depressing, you know? So it's almost like it's better to just look at the nudity.
And then Zendaya, whatever they call you, why you pronounce her name there.
Zendaya.
She's not naked in this thing, though. She doesn't get
no,
naked.
No, it's weird. She's like the Sarah Jessica Parker of Euphoria.
Now, Puss watches Peacemaker. It looks actually kind of funny, but I didn't know it was a hardcore R-rated
show. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's ultra-violent, really funny, and got a lot of nudity.
Obviously. John Cena's even naked there, Puss.
Yeah. It's from HBO Max, and it's... So John Cena plays this, like, merciless killer who believes in achieving peace at any cost. He's known as – it's and I've read things where he's known as the world's biggest douchebag. It's like kind of it's a funny take.
I got to watch
it. It was
this.
Written by
it's
James
funny,
Gunn. Yeah. They got the DC Heroes origin here. And it's just one of those things where it's getting a lot of love, and it's kind of cool when you see these superhero blockbuster type things that actually also have nudity, because that's not always the case.
Right.
And it's pretty wild. Now, the first two episodes had nude scenes. I sent you them. They're not actresses, you guys know, but I just thought it was really cool. That second one where they're in bed, like John Cena's in bed with this woman, and then this other guy with a mask on. It's funny scene. They're passing a joint around, and the guy with the mask.
I love the mask part. Looks like they're back. Is he the fly or something? Like, what's that?
He's like a sidekick
kind
of guy.
Got it.
Yeah.
He's naked with a mask on. Cynthia Nixon's character now on the updated version of Sex and the City actually is gay also, right? The character's gay, right?
Right.
Yeah. She still had that husband on the show, but she's obviously gay in this scene. And
and in real life. Yeah.
Of course. And so, and Just Like That is what we're talking about. And with all these streaming services and, you know, I just heard Justified might be coming back.
Yes.
You know, cool show. So, of course, they had to bring Sex and the City back. And it's debuted in December. And it's been 11 years since Sarah Jessica Parker, Carrie, and Cynthia Nixon, Miranda, and Kristen Davis, Charlotte, last appeared together. But Kim Cattrall, on the show, have her MIA. She's like, I think she's in London or something on business. Or I don't know, something. But what was interesting is in the eighth episode, Cynthia Nixon has a lesbian scene, which is it's pretty hot because they're like, you know, average looking women, but it's just like very sexy. But here's the thing, like, I didn't think, well, it's not like.
No, I know, I'm with you. Nothing wrong with that. I just love that we just
No, it's more realistic.
You're right. It's realistic, right, exactly.
But it's weird that she's 55 years old, Cynthia Nixon, and just ran for governor of New York. So I wasn't expecting her to do a topless lesbian.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
but she did. If you remember in Sex and the City, she did some pretty graphic sex scenes.
Yeah, she did.
Remember?
Yeah, she was the one that whipped them out once.
With Blair Underwood, she had one that was like, whoa, that was like, I thought they were really.
Yeah, it was her. Kim Cattrall obviously did the most, but she was the second most.
Now, this Tommy Lee Pam Anderson miniseries, so what's that on? What's it going to be on?
It's going to be on Hulu. Pam and Tommy.
Has anybody seen it? Your skin guys ever seen it yet? Have they seen it yet?
Well, no, but I did. Some guy reached out to me that saw a screener of the first three episodes, and he said, you're going to be happy. So
good. I was hoping they're nudity. It's Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah, it's a miniseries. It's about the sex tape that we all remember, and Sebastian Stan plays Tommy Lee, and Lily James plays Pam Anderson, and what's weird is she played Lady Rose McClure in Downton Abbey.
And, oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, it's something I'm really looking forward to. Plus, you had Nick Offerman and Seth Rogen, who play the guys that stole the sex tapes. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
so
those look. And Seth Rogen, you barely. Barely recognizable, man. It's all thin.
I did not know it was him until I found out he was in it. And then I went back and looked. I was, because they have a trailer, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Seth Rogen.
I started watching Yellow Jackets. I'm two episodes in, and I thought it's a really good show. But I figured if it's a bunch of girls on in the middle of the mountain somewhere, somebody's going to start going at it. And apparently I'm right, right?
Yeah, you're talking about Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, Yellow Jackets, yeah.
Yeah, it's a... It's a pretty cool show. It's from Showtime about this really talented high school girls soccer team that survived a plane crash deep in the Ontario wilderness about 25 years ago. And it's a horror mystery show, and it fast forwards 25 years. And the cast is pretty impressive. Melanie Lynskey, Juliette Lewis, Christina Ricci, and, you know, a knockout, yeah, you know, lineup of, like, sexy new actresses. And they had, in the ninth episode, some girl-girl action. It was a little dark. Eve Hewson and Jasmine Savoy Brown. But the point is, it's getting great reviews and some really nice girl-girl action.
So it's a lot like that, what was the Alive?
It's going to be like that.
There was a lot of eating.
They have to start eating each other.
Well, a little different here.
Yeah.
A little different.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Have you watched any episodes yet, Puss?
I haven't started yet. I got to.
It's a really good show. And speaking of people I want you to keep an eye on, you're going to get a lot of these, and I'm sure you know this. I have asked Puss. He said, you don't have anything yet. She's a pretty young actress, but she's over 21, so I'm not too creepy here. The blonde on 1883 that plays the daughter of Tim McGraw. You know the actress yet? She's not naked yet, so she's probably not on your skin dog.
I know she. is she the one? There's so many.
She's the daughter on 1883.
Isabel May is her name.
Isabel May.
Oh yeah, well she's never been nude. She's been in a bikini,
I'm gonna call you every week, by the way, about that.
Yeah, you know it's funny. I gotta tell you a funny thing. Yeah. You're the third person that's asked me about her in the last week, and I'm not exaggerating.
I bet I am.
She's never been nude, and it's so funny because all of a sudden these people come out of nowhere and become like super popular.
I know.
You're the third person that is
the third creep.
The third
grown-up creep saying, hey, "Where's this girl?
Yeah.
Where's this girl?"
That's a given. That's a given.
Yeah. I suppose we got to go to Bulgaria to see Faith Hill naked.
Yeah, Faith Hill's not naked on this show.
Probably
at all.
Not.
Not at all. All the photos we just talked about are on MrSkin.com. You can check those out for free. But join up and follow along anytime. Thank you, Skin. Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Right. Take care.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Right. Yeah, the Kelly Riley scene, that's
disappointing.
I might have had to pull my pants down on that one. At least feel the underwear down or something like
that. Like they wouldn't already be down.
I think they could
good
give
point.
You
well, Costner's in it.
If you had Paramount Plus, they should give you that option.
I wondered about that, too.
Paramount Plus boobs.
Yellowstone isn't streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, because they own
it's
one.
On Peacock.
Right.
Oh.
They made that deal before they launched Paramount Plus.
You said Peacock.
Okay. Yeah. Put it on that, then.
Yeah.
Peacock
Plus.
Oh, with the 1883.
1883 is on Paramount Plus.
Peacock Plus. Yeah. You're on that anyway, Puss. Whole different site.
He sits on it.
Hey, tell me sorry, Nick. Tell me sorry, Nick.
I'm not.
He's not.
No.
He learned it by watching you.
We were in a...
I didn't even get flipped off there. He was just glaring.
Nick and I mean, Puss and I and... And was Todd on that list?
Yeah.
Or not? Oh, yeah.
He just never jumped in.
Our buddy Paul Mercurio, who's obviously a Patriots fan, he's from Providence, he got on there, and I started making fun and showing, you know, Bills fans waving at him and stuff like that. Before the Steelers got their ass kicked. And then I said, I'm sorry. And then Puss gets on and goes, he's not sorry.
He's not sorry. Well, the beauty part is it started out completely innocently. He texted the three of us going, hey, heard you guys got some snow. Everybody okay?
Right, right.
I mean, he was being a nice guy.
I know, right, right.
And I was the first one to immediately respond and then say, oh, yeah, and by the way, go Bills.
Right.
Which then just started it downhill from there.
Real quickly. Right.
I just take that to I'm lonely when Mercurio texts us.
Yeah, probably.
We got some snow. Nobody cares.
Right, 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 right.
But he was being nice. He was checking on his friends.
He was, yeah.
He probably is bored and lonely. Because can't he like not go into the local establishments that he lives by?
Kicked out a lot, right?
Yeah.
For being angry. Yeah. I'm sure he's not angry anymore.
No, I'm sure.
But it's just fine.
Speaking of comedians, Jay Moore going to call.
There's probably three or four more stores that have blackballed him since the first one.
He's all pissed about their mangoes or something.
We're coming up on 2 years now, so.
Got to go like 40 blocks just to find produce.
2 years.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So there's actually a story out there about this Euphoria.
Yeah, my daughter watched.
We just Mr. Skin just told us about Sidney Sweeney. Mm-hmm. Plus tells us there's all kind of nudity in there. One of the guys that was naked.
Yeah.
In Euphoria, his name was Ansel Pierce. He plays an extra during a party scene, but in one scene, he enters the bathroom and sits on the toilet and gives the audience a full view
of his junk,
full frontal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my wiener.
That's exactly it. So he tells the story.
On the toilet.
He tells the story about telling his mom, hey, I finally got a gig.
Oh, no.
But you can't watch it.
You can't watch it.
Oh, well, of course we are.
She's seen it. She just hadn't seen it all grown up.
So it's a full frontal scene, and he's sitting there dumping?
Yeah. Well, the dump might not much.
None of that's...
As he enters the bathroom and sits on the toilet, gives the audience a full view. Yeah. He also he went on TikTok and he said that he told people that he did not need to be fitted with a prosthetic for that scene, but he is enjoying all the attention he's getting.
Oh, he's packing
positive reviews. Yeah.
I guess.
How big is it, puss?
I've never watched
Ansel
the show.
Ansel Pierce.
Never watched the show.
Big enough.
A-N-S-E-L.
I thought you just knew it by the name.
We got to go to the resident size queen and find out.
If the resident size queen
approves.
Tell him you're sorry now, Todd.
I'm not.
He's not.
At least I am.
I don't give insincere apologies.
Yes, you do.
Just not to me.
Yeah, you're right.
That does take balls.
Yeah,
and dong, I guess.
If you're packing.
And bigger than average, apparently.
Hey, Mom, check this out.
That'd be the opposite. I wouldn't be like, oh, it wasn't a prosthetic. I'd be like, I'm a grower.
Right. Did Dad have
Thanks
this?
For watching.
Ask Mom if Dad was packing that.
Yeah, it's a conversation you want to have with your mom.
Yeah. Does that look familiar, Mom?
Dad look anything like this? Check us out.
Was Dad swinging this?
Man. A lawsuit filed by a former girlfriend of Charlie Sheen is being settled. The lawsuit was filed in June of 2017, claimed that Sheen exposed her to the HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The plaintiff alleged that Sheen exposed her to the virus through unprotected sex without informing her about his HIV status. Court papers showed that Sheen learned that he was HIV positive in 2011 and gave national TV interviews about his medical status 4 years later. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed.
You've been calling it HIV for at least 10 years now, maybe longer, and it never caught on. That's a Todd and Tyler exclusive. You never hear him say the HIV. Yeah.
It's easier to say.
It is easier.
The rest of the world's missing out.
Right.
Missing out on the HIV.
Yeah.
Especially when Craig.
You take it from three syllables down to one.
Yeah. He mispronounced it once. And he said, instead of HIV testing, he said HIV tasting. That's one of my favorite slip ups.
I think that clip's
in there. Well, it was HIV testing day.
Right. And you called it HIV tasting, which nobody signed up for.
No, you don't want to do that.
Want to go to a HIV tasting this Saturday? Nope. Do not.
I guess we'll just sit here and wait for that.
Yeah. I got it, Craig.
I know you do, and you're looking for it, so we'll just sit back and wait.
Yeah, well, we got a commercial break coming up anyway, so.
No, you're going to find it before then.
I am right now.
Yeah. Today is National HIV Tasting. Oh, no. It's early. I'm sorry. Today is National HIV Tasting.
Oh, no.
It's early. I'm sorry. Today is National HIV Tasting.
I didn't mean to do it that third time there.
Does that taste like HIV to you?
I don't know. Good thing we didn't step in it. That's an old clip, Craig. You sound exactly the same, man.
No, I don't.
Well, you sound a little more energetic there. But we all do.
Yeah. And remorseful.
Exactly. We have Mr. Skin on. Check it out. All the photos we talked about, which you're going to want to look at, especially if you're a Yellowstone fan.
MrSkin.com. Yeah,
MrSkin.com, that's right. Comedian Jay Moore, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.